And then we'll look at 1 John 4.
अनि चार अध्यायमा पनि हेर्छौं पहिलो योहन्ना.
And we'll read verse 1 through 6.
अनि एकदेखि छ पदसम्म पढ्छौं.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is, in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
हे प्रिय हो जुनसुकै आत्माको पत्यार नगर तर परमेश्वरबाटका आत्माहरू हो कि होइन भनी जाँच गर किनभने धेरै झुटा अगमवक्ताहरू यस संसारमा निस्किआएका छन् यसैबाट तिमीहरू परमेश्वरका आत्मालाई चिन्छौ हरेक आत्मा जसले येशु ख्रिस्ट शरीरमा आउनुभएको हो भनी स्वीकार गर्छ त्यो परमेश्वरबाटका हुन् येशुलाई स्वीकार नगर्ने हरेक आत्मा परमेश्वरबाटको होइन र यो ख्रिस्ट विरोधी आत्मा हो जसको विषयमा यो आउँछ भन्ने तिमीहरूले सुनेका छौ र अहिले यो यस संसारमा छँदै पनि छ
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
जब हामीले प्रभुमाथि विश्वास गर्छौं
God's spirit enters us.
उहाँको आत्मा हामीमा आएर बास गर्छ
And we now can see things from God's perspective.
अब हामीले परमेश्वरको दृष्टिबाट यो संसारका कुरालाई हेर्न थाल्छौं
Verse 4 says and have overcome them.
अनि चार पदले भन्छ कि तिमीहरूले विजय भएका छौ.
If you think about these verses 1 through 6,
यदि तपाईले एकदेखि छ पदसम्मको कुरालाई सोच्नुभयो भने
you'll find that we have overcome in a specific way.
तपाईले विशेष रूपले यो संसारलाई जित्नु भएको कुरा थाहा पाउनुहुन्छ.
We are able to discern the truth from error.
हामीले यो संसारमा भएका गल्ती कुरालाई अनि छुट्याउन सक्छौं र सच्चाईलाई जान्न सक्छौं.
Yes. And this is because the Spirit of God is in us.
अनि किनभने परमेश्वरका आत्मा हामीमा हुनुहुन्छ.
And we confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
अनि हामी यो कुरा स्वीकार गर्छौं कि प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट शरीरमा आउनुभएको हो.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
अनि यो संसारमा उनीहरू भन्दा तिमीहरू अति उच्च छौ भनेर भनिएको छ.
So we can overcome the world.
अनि हामीले यसरी संसारलाई जित्न सक्छौं.
We can overcome Satan.
हामीले शैतानलाई जित्न सक्छौं.
We can overcome error.
अनि यो संसारमा भएका त्रुटिहरूलाई खराबीहरूलाई पनि हामीले जित्न सक्छौं.
The Lord wants us to be overcomers.
प्रभुले हामी सबैलाई सबै विजय भएको चाहनुहुन्छ.
One last thought.
अन्तिम एउटा विचार राख्न चाहन्छु.
The Lord Jesus overcame in his first coming.
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले पहिला चोटि यो संसारमा आउँदा पनि उहाँले विजय हासिल गर्नुभयो.
And he will come again.
अनि उहाँ फेरि आउनुहुन्छ.
And he will overcome all evil.
अनि उहाँले सबै दुष्टतालाई फेरि जित्नुहुन्छ.
Let us read in Jude, the book of Jude.
हामी यहुदाको पत्रलाई पनि पढ्छौं.
Verse 14 and 15. I'll read that. Jude 14 and 15. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly, coming among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
Yehuda 14:15. यिनीहरूकै निम्ति हनोकले पनि जो आदमदेखि सात पुस्ता मनिका थिए यस्तो आगमवाणी कहेका थिए हेर परमप्रभु आफ्ना हजारौं पवित्र जनहरूका साथमा सबैको इन्साफ गर्नलाई र सबै अधर्मीमाथि तिनीहरूले अधर्मसँग गरेका तिनीहरूका सबै अधर्मी कामहरूका विषयमा र अधर्मी पापीहरूले उहाँका विरुद्धमा बोलेका सबै कठोर कुराहरूको दोष प्रकट गर्नलाई आउनुभयो।
Enoch prophesied a future judgment.
यहाँ हनोकले भविष्यको इन्साफलाई भविष्यवाणी गरेका थिए।
And this judgment still has not taken place.
र यो इन्साफ चाहिँ अहिलेसम्म भएको छैन।
It describes the Lord in verse 14.
14 पदमा यहाँ प्रभुको बारेमा बताइएको छ।
This is the Lord Jesus.
अनि यो चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ।
Coming with 10,000s of his saints.
उहाँ हजारौं आफ्ना सन्तहरू सँग आउनुहुन्छ।
This is a description of his appearing.
अनि यो चाहिँ उहाँ कसरी देखा पर्नुहुन्छ भन्ने कुराको एउटा झलक हो।
When we will come with the Lord Jesus.
जब हामी प्रभु येशूको साथमा आउनेछौं।
Because it says he's coming with 10,000 of his saints, not for 10,000s of his saints.
यहाँनिर त्यो हजारौं अथवा दस हजार सन्तहरूका लागि आउनुहुन्छ भनेको छैन, तर दस हजार सन्तहरूको साथमा चाहिँ उहाँ आउनुहुनेछ भनेको छ।
So we will be with him.
यसको अर्थ हामी उहाँको साथमा हुनेछौँ।
And come with him.
अनि हामी उहाँको साथमा जानेछौँ।
And it is to execute judgment upon all on earth at the end of verse 15, at the beginning of verse 15.
र सबै अधर्मी माथि आफ्नो न्याय गर्नका लागि उहाँ आउनुहुन्छ।
So the Lord Jesus has a future coming.
र यसरी प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको लागि एउटा आउनेवाला भविष्य छ।
And he will overcome those that have rejected him.
अनि उहाँलाई तिरस्कार गर्ने सबै माथि उहाँले विजय हासिल गर्नुहुनेछ।
And he brings us with him.
अनि उहाँले नै हामीलाई उहाँको साथमा ल्याउनुहुन्छ।
To overcome with him.
र उहाँसँगै हामी विजय हुनेछौँ।
And there is this word of warning.
अनि एउटा चेतावनीको वचन छ।
To those that reject the Lord Jesus.
उहाँलाई तिरस्कार गर्नेहरूका लागि।
That they will be judged.
उनीहरूको पनि न्याय हुनेछ।
For all their deeds.
उनीहरूको हरेक कामहरूको न्याय हुनेछ।
And everything they said.
उनीहरूले बोलेका हरेक वचनको न्याय हुनेछ।
And so I encourage you.
आज म तपाईलाई यही कुराको उत्साह दिन चाहन्छु।
With these verses that we've read.
हामीले पढेका यी पदहरूले
to put your trust in the Lord Jesus.
तपाईले आफ्नो भरोसा प्रभु येशूमा राख्नुहोस्।
And then as we've read.
र हामीले पढे जस्तै
be overcomer.
हामी पनि विजय हुन सकौं।
As the Lord Jesus has overcome.
प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले संसारलाई जिते जस्तै हामीले पनि विजय बन्न सकौं।
And join the ranks.
अनि त्यो दर्जामा हामी सामेल हौ।
The ranks of David's despised men.
र हामीले पनि त्यो दाउदको साथमा तिरस्कृत भएर बसेका मान्छेहरूको दर्जामा हामी पनि जाउँ।
May the Lord add his blessing through the word.
प्रभुले हामीलाई आशिष दिउँ।